Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, here we are in the second week of December, and I wish I could tell you things are looking up in the theater world, but why should they look any different than they do in the real world? But the good and helpful, if not hopeful, work continues to stream, and there is always something to watch, or, for example, at the Williamstown Theater Festival, to listen to. Yes, more and more audio and radio plays are being offered, and we'll take what we can get. Now, this past week, we got a wide variety of things, running the gamut from a 24-hour marathon of original material to a musical chronicle of the life of Bob Dylan, in Hebrew, yet. There was Bill Murray reading from the Bible, and a benefit for a longtime company featuring monologues from a pair of our finest performers. Okay, so among what I viewed, the most memorable may have been that virtual benefit called Old Friends, New Works for the Manhattan Theater Club. Its artistic director, Lynn Meadows, started us off. My God, she's been in that post for 40 years, I believe, reminding us that the company has produced hundreds of plays over the decades. Now, this one-hour program, which, by the way, you can stream through tonight, consists of actors reading the words of celebrated writers. I felt privileged watching Laura Linney read a piece by Elizabeth Strout, who was the author of My Name is Lucy Barton, which Linney performed in a one-woman show just before Broadway closed down. She was followed by Edie Falco with a story by Simon Stevens, which seemed to be based on her actual life. A lovely and somewhat surprising piece. Both actresses also talked about why they did this. I had nothing else going, Falco jokes. She expressed what many on and off stages are feeling. The masks make me sad, she said, and the eyes of bus drivers make me sad. Well, amen to that. Now, another thing you can stream also just through tonight, I believe, is a reunion reading of Time Stands Still by Donald Margulies, starring once again Laura Linney. Go to BroadwaysBestShows.com for that one. And then there was Ars Nova's 24-hour marathon. No, I won't be able to tell my grandchildren if I have any one day that I watched all 24 hours, but I did check in at different points. Besides the wildly inventive and diverse material, there was also serious fundraising going on. Celeb fans of Ars Nova came in and out, including Josh Groban, Celia Keenan-Bolger, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Philippa Sue. Sue called Ars Nova a dream factory, and many have certainly seen their dreams come true there on its now two stages. And we theater lovers say thanks for the memories, and here's to many more ahead. Or as one director signed off said, see you on the other side. By the way, check Ars Nova's site. I believe this is rewatchable. Bill Murray, yes, that Bill Murray, read nicely as a lead character in the Book of Job. Another presentation from the Theater of War Company, which always finds ways to combine very old words with very new issues. Is he listening to my plan for when the plague brings sudden death, is one I recall out of Murray's mouth. That Bob Dylan thing I mentioned, well, that was brought to us and may still be there by the Massachusetts Jewish Theater Company. There were several performers playing the main character. There was also choreography aplenty, and most important, many songs by Dylan, and those were all in English. An odd piece, obviously, but credit to the company for giving us something unique about the genius formerly known as Robert Zimmerman. So what's coming up? Well, keeping the Jewish theme going for a second, the Minnesota Jewish Theater is bringing back a one-man piece it offered several months back called Operation Immigration. It's a nice and cleverly directed work. Of all the Christmas carols being offered, several entities seem to have their hands on the same one, in which Jefferson Mays plays every single character in Dickens' tale. I'd seen that one on stage, and it's dazzling, and I plan to watch it again. The George Street Theater is one place I know you can go for this. I will also be watching a few more shortly, including one with Raul Esparza in the leading role. Now, what is the opposite of bah humbug? Yeah, that sounds fun. Two things that I plan to stream this week come from Philadelphia. I never was able to see the Wolves, about a teenage girls' soccer team, so now I can, thanks to the Philadelphia Theater Company. And while I did see Heroes of the Fourth Turning at Playwrights Horizon, now it is a Zoom production from the Wilma Theater in Philly. This play takes place over one long night of heated quasi-political talk at a Catholic college reunion in Montana. Apparently, it works very well in the Zoom setting, as do others, by the way, in that the camera and close-ups allow us to see reactions. As one director said, theater audiences only look at who's talking. With this format, you get to see who's listening as well. Tomorrow, from 2 p.m. through December 12th, if you go to YouTube or Broadway On Demand, you can watch a piece called As Is, Conversations with Big Black Women in Confined Spaces. Also tomorrow, the New York Times hosts another of its offstage talks at 7 East Coast time. This one's called From Stage to Screen. Now, on that subject, last week I mentioned the three movies are coming out this month, which of course means you can watch them soon from home. On Netflix, we will have Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, starring Viola Davis and the late Chadwick Boseman. Also on Netflix, The Prom, starring Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, and James Corden. Now, those were both plays on Broadway, of course. The final one is called One Night in Miami, which is based on a play by Kemp Powers that premiered in Los Angeles, but never made it here. Now, Ruben Santiago Hudson had the daunting task of adapting the late and great August Wilson's words from Ma Rainey. But the two men were close friends for decades, so this was the right choice. Powers' challenge was adapting his own play for the screen. You have to kill a lot of your babies, he told me, some of the things that worked best in the theater with the live audience. But both those artists, men of color, felt a sense of liberation being able to show more, not to mention close-ups of characters in a different medium. And when I asked if the timing of their works with the Black Lives Matter movement turned out to be fortuitous, their answers were similar. Well, I am depressed to say it's always the right time for that, isn't it? Said Kim Powers. I'm sorry it takes seeing men killed on the streets to get people to pay attention, said Santiago Hudson. But he also said this time it does feel viscerally different. Finally, Thursday night on NBC, Tina Fey hosts The Best of Broadway, with scenes and numbers from several shows. So, Jill, that will either be pure entertainment or pure nostalgia.
Possibly both. Any chance?
I hope so.
I saw something, and I don't know if I've got the right theater, but did you see, maybe it was Sag Harbor, they do a weekly performance, a Zoom thing, but at least it's, you know, it's got a regular...
every week, they
every week, and singing, dancing, whatever. Do you?
And I did something here about the Sag Harbor. What's it called? Sag Harbor. There's a name for that playhouse. It's a good one. And I did something about a benefit they did recently, which was very creative, and it had monologues from women. So. So
It's the Bay Street Theater.
The Bay Street, that's exactly right. That's where they did it.
And I somehow saw that, but I'm not positive. Also, what are people doing? Are any Christmas stuff going on?
Theater-wise?
Yeah, because
besides all the Christmas carols, apparently there are nutcrackers out there to watch. More coming. What else? No, you know, television has some.
Sure.
Those old-fashioned things. I haven't heard about anything Christmassy except that the tree went up and some of the numbers were done at the Thanksgiving Day parade, as we talked about, I think, last week. So, I don't know. I think the best we're going to get is Charles Dickens, you know, played by 50 different people, or Scrooge played by 50 different people.
Well, what's Christmas without Scrooge?
And well, if ever there was a year for Scrooge, you know, he got it.
Right. And, you know, of course, there are some classic Christmas movies. And by this, I do not necessarily mean Miracle on 34th, that are always fun to watch. So,
well, White Christmas became a play, a musical play, and I'm sure that's being done maybe somewhere, not in New York that I know of. I haven't heard of any, but I'm sure it is. And Holiday Inn was being streamed somewhere, which is also, Holiday Inn was theoretically the prequel to White Christmas.
Is there,
the first time that White Christmas was ever sung.
Is there an aggregate place that you can go to see who's streaming what all over the country?
Not all over the country. I would not say that. But there are, you know, places like Theater Mania.
Because basically,
Broadway's best plays. Otherwise, unless you're, you know, the New York Times has done a pretty good job on maybe, you know, recommending shows from around the country. Frankly, that's where I learned about the ones in Philadelphia. Otherwise, you know, the best thing is go to your local.
Just go online and look for whatever.
What's the company near you? You know, is it the Williamstown Theater Festival?
You can do lots.
Is it the Skylight Theater in Los Angeles? You know, they're all over the country.
Yes, the answer.
They need the help, you know. But otherwise, I'm not sure there's one place that's keeping an eye on. It's pretty hard to keep your eye on all at one time.
Why? Right. Anyway. I would. That would be the first thing I would assign somebody to. They're sitting at home. No, really.
Yeah.
Just aggregate the different things at different places and then have people, line up.
Who knew there were so many Jewish theater companies around the country?
For example.
I mean, I'm learning that. I knew about several. I didn't know about the Massachusetts Jewish Theater Company. Why not? What's the other one? Actually, yesterday I did watch a little bit from the Jewish Women's Theater. It was about Leonard Cohen, but it was mostly a book review. So I'm not doing that, but I can listen to his music all day. And I thought it would be a nice mix with the Bob Dylan thing. But like I said, apparently there's a new book out about Leonard Cohen, so as well as some art exhibits going on. So if you're interested in him, check that out.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.